This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators are marching in London and other cities around to demand Israel stop its bombardment of Gaza. The war has sparked both pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protests around the world. In Australia, thousands marched through central Sydney shouting, "Shame, shame Israel," and "Palestine will never die." Several hundred marched in the Italian capital, Rome. Police in Berlin banned a pro-Palestinian rally on Sunday. As trucks carrying aid crossed into Gaza on Saturday, some Gazans said it was far from what was needed to help over 2 million people currently under siege in the Strip. Emma Gell reports from Reuters.
For many who have been displaced in the growing conflicts, 20 trucks are simply not enough for the enclave's 2.3 million people. "Where is your humanity? We need to know what is being done," says this man, who is calling on Arab countries to send help. Before the outbreak of war, an average of about 450 aid trucks were arriving daily in Gaza. The United Nations says more than 1 million have been made homeless. There are no safe bomb shelters in Gaza, where over 50% of Palestinians live in poverty. In Egypt, Arab leaders condemned the siege of Gaza at a summit convened hastily to find a peace settlement. But the absence of Israel and senior U.S. officials at the meeting undermined any prospect for halting the escalating war.
Emma Gell reporting from Reuters. The fallout from the Israel-Hamas war has spilled into workplaces everywhere, with corporate leaders from the highest ranks of prominent companies weighing in with their views, while workers complain their voices are not being heard. Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. Jewish groups have criticized tepid responses or slow reactions to the October 7th Hamas rampage that killed 1,400 people in Israel and triggered the latest war. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The brother of a hostage freed from captivity in Gaza is expressing his relief and concern for the other families. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Judith Renan and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie are the first such hostages to be released since Hamas's incursion into Israel. Ben, Natalie's brother and Judith's stepson, has told the Associated Press hearing about their release was a shock.
"Media actually found out before we did, and so we were completely taken by surprise."
Hamas has said it released them for humanitarian reasons in an agreement with the Qatari government. But with roughly 200 people still held hostage in the Gaza Strip, Ben says along with his happiness there's a sense of guilt.
"There are still Israeli hostages, American hostages, hostages from all over the world. We care just as deeply about those families as we do our own because we know the pain of what's happened."
I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Police in Somalia say a suicide car bomb exploded at a military facility on the outskirts of the capital and killed at least 6 people. A police spokesperson said the victims included 4 soldiers and that 9 other people were wounded at the facility in the Lower Shabelle region. He says a vehicle laden with explosives detonated in Saturday's attack. The Somali Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. The group frequently carries out such attacks. President Biden is dangling new money for southern border security in an effort to get Congress to approve billions of dollars more in aid for Israel and Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
It's not clear if the roughly $14 billion plan to shore up programs and security at the U.S.-Mexico border will bring more Republican lawmakers on board for the foreign aid requests that the president announced in Thursday's primetime address.
"I know these conflicts can seem far away."
Biden says the U.S. needs to stop tyranny and deter terrorism.
"Making sure Israel and Ukraine succeed is vital for America's national security."
Late last month, the House stripped assistance for Ukraine out of a stopgap government spending measure. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says the GOP border security demands really aren't about money. He calls them a policy issue that needs to be addressed with the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Venezuelans became the largest nationality arrested for illegally crossing the U.S. border last month, replacing Mexicans for the first time on record. Figures released Saturday also show that September was the second highest month for arrest for all nationalities. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says arrests for the government's budget year ended September 30th, topped 2 million for the second year in a row. Venezuelans were arrested nearly 55,000 times by the Border Patrol after entering from Mexico in September. That's more than double the number from August. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.